Welcome to the Dove's Inner Beauty Podcast, where we foster emotional awareness one individual at a time. Leading the way is Demetria Nickens, a certified mental health first aid instructor and trauma recovery coach with over two decades of experience in fostering emotional awareness in others by engaging their mental health.
Join us today for an insightful interview with Demetria Nickens, the driving force behind Dove's Inner Beauty Podcast. Discover her unique approach to fostering emotional well-being and empowering individuals on their journey to healing. Demetria, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Demetria, you've built an impressive following over the years, and it's clear your show has gained significant momentum. However, some of your listeners might not be familiar with you or your business. How about we start from the beginning? Could you share with everyone a bit about your company and what you do?
Sure. So Dove's Inner Beauty stands, there's an acronym for the beauty. It is not your traditional thoughts of beauty. It is inner beauty. And the beauty stands for building emotional awareness, understanding trauma in you. And so I call myself a mental health service, right? Where I do one-on-one coaching, I do trainings, workshops, presentations. If I can help to build emotional awareness with someone in multiple ways, I will do that. With one-on-one coaching, it's trauma recovery coaching through with a life design lens. And what that just means is being able to help someone specifically through their goals and being able to see what are the mental health aspects of that. Is there trauma in their way? What is it that's inhibiting them from moving forward, right? And then trying to reach those goals, right? What does that look like? And so working with them to reach those goals. Then the trainings that I do, I am certified as a mental health first aid instructor. So I teach mental health first aid to businesses, agencies, organizations, communities, anyone that's willing to listen, willing to take the class. And so you officially get certified as a mental health first aider. I'm also certified in QPR, which is Question, Persuade, Refer, which is a suicide prevention training. And so I train people to become what they call gatekeepers, QPR gatekeepers, basically to help the prevention of suicide. And so with those trainings, I try to certify individuals to feel a little bit better about mental health and just understanding how to help others, whether that's helping themselves, a family member, a coworker, it doesn't matter. And then last but not least, I do workshops and presentations. So I've done mental health workshops about shame. I've done mental health workshops about the eight dimensions of wellness. There's just a plethora of workshops in the field of mental health. And so I can conduct those different workshops in order to help individuals, no matter, like I said, agency, business, company, to help them build their emotional awareness. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell.
That's awesome. It sounds very powerful, and like there are a lot of options for people to consider and that you're able to provide for them. So when you're not busy with your business and all of these things, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, man. So I have a 7-year-old son. And so hanging out with him is probably the most fun thing I do right now. Right. So whether that's taking him to a museum where he wants to be the photographer and take all the pictures. So I have 50 million pictures in my phone of random things that he takes pictures of in museums that we go to. Going to putt-putt golf or something, right? So every other weekend, something like that, I try to make sure I take time out and just spend quality time with him and my son, my husband and my son, when we go do something fun together, right? It absolutely matters for self-care, right? I teach others, so I have to do for myself too, right? And so I love spending time with them and just having fun, right? Finding more ways to have fun together.
Yes, of course. It sounds very fulfilling.
It is.
So, Demetria, you're a very busy person. And in your own words, why are you doing this?
Oh man. So I mean, for starters, I feel like I, growing up, I never knew, right, that I was poor, or I never knew, you know what I mean? My mother, like, worked hard for all the things. And so I never really knew that we, quote unquote, struggled. But I did end up going through some sexual abuse, right? And because my mom worked, she was a single mom, right? She was working to pay the bills. And, you know, I don't attribute that to be her fault, right? That I suffered this sexual abuse at all. And so I came out of that, that experience in my life, and I wanted to learn more about mental health. I needed to understand it. And why it happened, right? Like, it was a matter to me. And so from my experience, I decided to go to school, right, for psychology, and just, I needed to learn more. And so my whole life has really just been dedicated into learning more about mental health. And through my years of education, through everything, you know, I just feel like I've learned so much and I have so much to give. And I just want to help others understand that mental health is not something to be afraid of, right? Mental health is something that you need to pay attention to, that just because you do have risk factors in your life, it does not dictate your life. And you can have protective factors as well. And so I just really want to be a protective factor for people.
Absolutely. That's always a good feeling to feel protected. Definitely. And we love it. So Demetria, we will see you in the next episode, in which we will be tackling some frequently asked questions. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to the Dove's Inner Beauty Podcast, where we foster emotional awareness one individual at a time. For a complimentary consultation, visit dovesinnerbeauty.com or reach out to us via email at innerbeauty@dovesinnerbeauty.com.